Welcome to Today's Homeowner with Danny Lipford, your partner in home improvement. Everyone has questions about their home. We've got the answers, and we have a few laughs along the way. Informative, entertaining, and sometimes off the wall. Home improvement has never been this much fun.
That's exactly right. That's the way we feel here at Today's Homeowner Radio. We're going to have some fun. We're going to share some great information with you. And who knows, we'll tell a few stories and maybe even get my buddy Joe Truini in trouble. I don't know.
Yeah, well, that would be pretty easy. If Danny starts telling stories, this is only an hour show, Danny. So remember, remember that. But welcome, everyone, to the... Earl, what are we, in the middle of May here? We're working our way through. So if you have a home improvement question, I guess, you know, a lot of us are spending much more time at home than we ever thought we would be. But if you have a home improvement question, get in touch with us. We'll see if we can help you out today.
Hey, we really do want to help you any way that we can. We know you might have some questions here and there. We always throw out the Today's Homeowner Hotline, which I hope you have it written down somewhere there, 800-946-4420. I wanted to just let you know a little bit more about that because it is so simple at any time, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, completely free. Pick up the phone call. Pick up the phone and call 800-946-4420. You'll get a little recording of my voice to say, let us know what's on your mind. And, you know, whether it's a question, whether it's a tip that you may have, we really encourage you to send in any tips because so often you'll find something that has worked so well at your house. Share it with us and we'll share it with our Today's Homeowner community and listeners all over the country. And also encourage you to send us an email anytime you like. And we're going to really be diligent in getting to as many of those emails as we can this week. And that's pretty simple, too. todayshomeowner.com/ask. A lot of different ways that you can reach out to us. Also, Facebook. Boy, we get a lot of interaction on our Today's Homeowner Facebook. We have a lot of Facebook Lives. We also have a lot of information every single day. Several pieces of fresh information is going out. So make sure you stop by the Today's Homeowner Facebook page and join us right there. Joe, you know, we talked over the last few weeks, and of course, because of this terrible crisis we're in the country, though we're seeing some light at the end of the tunnel, thank goodness, and a few more places are opening up here and there and starting to try to, you know, try to start moving towards that normal that we all are craving right now. But because people are staying inside so much, and I started thinking about their houses are probably getting a little more wear and tear than normal.
Yeah, especially since there are more people perhaps living in the home. I mean, it was just my wife, Marla, and I until recently, and now we have two adult children living with us again. Mm-hmm. So now suddenly the population of our home doubled. And we're home all the time.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, we're not like gone for 8 or 10 hours working and traveling. We're here, tromping up and down the floors, you know, and I've never produced more trash in my life that I remember.
Same here.
Have a local landfill. We call it the dump, and I just bring the trash to the dump like once a week. Well, now I have to go like every other day. I don't know what's going on. It's like I'm mass producing trash.
Well, you need to learn the art of delegation.
What's that?
You have three other able-bodied people in your home. You should never touch trash, Joe. My goodness.
Oh, is that it? Okay.
Yeah, never touch trash.
Well, you have to have a dump sticker on your car. And unfortunately, I put it on my car. And so I guess there's no reason they can't drive my car. But you're right. I'm going to start delegating. I want them to stop making the trash.
There you go. Well, you know, since I moved out to my new place, it's actually, you know, in the country, basically, and I have forgotten how cool a burn barrel is.
Oh,
simple 55-gallon drum can eliminate an amazing amount of combustible material. Plus, you know, what the heck? It's kind of neat to go out there and throw a match in there and burn up everything in a short amount of time, but still have a fair amount of trash.
Yeah, what guy doesn't like starting fires, right?
I know. So that's kind of cool. But, you know, I start thinking about the wear and tear inside the home.
Right.
Not only is it more cleaning. I mean, we're cleaning more than we ever have because we're trying to make our homes as germ-free as possible. And you also want to kind of make your house look as nice as it possibly can, even though maybe you're not having as many visitors as you have in the past. But you know, something that some tips that we've shared I thought we might want to revisit is about some of the carpet cleaning tips. Though I don't know what the statistics are, but I would guess the carpet industry as a whole has really shrunk. I would say that there's less carpet being installed now now than probably ever before, because people are finding out the advantages of hard surfaces and so forth. But for me, carpet in a closet, I like for some reason to have carpet in my closet, and carpet in my studio here. I have some carpet here for the acoustics and so forth. But what about some of the, I'll tell you, one of the things that we've shared with people a lot, people also may be moving their furniture around, you know, just because of, you know, cabin fever, I'm getting restless.
Right.
Hey, let's move the furniture around. Well, if you have a sofa or you have your chairs or whatever sitting on carpet, so often you move and you go, oh, whoa, yeah, I didn't know that was there. Deep depressions and so forth. Talk about that cool thing we came up with a few years ago, and it's a very common thing. About a wet towel, damp towel, and an iron.
Yeah, that's right. You can sort of steam out those depressions. Now, you have to be careful what kind of carpeting you have, because some of them, you know, you don't want to melt the fibers. But you basically put a wet towel, damp towel on top of it, and an iron on top, and you're basically just steaming it. First, you know, take it and kind of brush it with either a soft bristle brush or even just your fingernails, just to try to enliven some of those really super compressed, get them kind of fluffed up a little bit. And even if you have used those like little round discs, Danny, that you're supposed to put under the legs of the front, that seems to do is make the depression bigger.
It's bigger.
I moved a couch recently, and it's like, well, wait a minute. The leg was only 1 inch diameter. This thing's 2.5. Now I have a 2.5 inch. So what is it doing exactly? I'm not really, it's other than selling little plastic discs.
And if you leave it there, though, it can serve as a nice coaster. You know, that you can set your drink down there and it doesn't spill over. So that, but it may not be positioned. Yeah, it may not be positioned exactly where you want it. But
you're right. You have to steam those. But what do you do about the stains? Like you said, people are using their carpet a lot more only because they're home a lot more. I tell you, the very first tip, Danny, is like, who doesn't do this? And including myself, and it is wrong, is if you see you spill something on the carpet.
Right.
And the first thing you do want to do is scrub it, because it's just instinctive to scrub. But that's what you should not do, because what you're going to do, of course, is drive that stain, whatever it is, grape juice or wine or mustard, right? You're going to drive that into the fibers of the carpet. So what they tell you to do is blot it up. That's the key. What you want to do is use, if you have a cleaning solution, so I've got a carpet cleaner, you can put it on a paper towel, or a sponge, and you just want to blot the surface. You can also use white vinegar diluted with a little water, spray it on there. And again, you want to blot. You want to blot from the outer edge inward toward the stain, which makes sense when you think about it, because if you go out in the middle and go out, you're going to spread it. So you want to try blotting it. That's the first thing. And if that doesn't work, then you've probably heard you can use club soda, and that works as well. You know, pour it onto a rag and set it on there. I'm not sure what there is in club soda. It's just water with gas in it, right? So, but anyway, that helps get the stain out. And you may have to repeat it a couple of times, but that works. And again, white vinegar and water, 50-50 mix. And also I've not tried this, but I heard shaving cream works.
Yeah, I've heard that too.
And if you think about it, well, I guess it's just soap, really, is what it is, right? Mm-hmm. So you can spray shaving cream right on it, and rub it in a little bit, let it sit for 30 minutes or so, and then again, blot it up. But I guess the key there, which I've said several times already, is don't scrub it, you know, because if you're just going to drive it into the fibers, and then what? Then the stain is set.
Yeah, you know, you're talking about the club soda. I remember I was on my way to New York. My wife was going with me, and we were going to dinner as soon as we got to New York, to the city. And so Sharon had this kind of ivory-colored suit kind of thing, real, real beautiful thing. Well, she loves tomato juice.
Oh, no.
Tomato juice on a plane. Yeah, you know where this is going. And so she bumped that half full glass of tomato juice and kind of splattered it down her front. Well, I'll have to say the flight attendants there at Delta jumped on that like they had done it before, with the club soda in one hand, napkins in the other. They grabbed that and they went to work, and I'm going, wow, they and it worked. I mean, it was wet and so forth, but by the time we got to LaGuardia, it was nice and clean, and there was no sign of that at all. I think that's another thing, is attack it
thankfully
very
you
early,
didn't spill, you
know,
it on her.
Of course, if you spill something, we're going to attack it very early, because we don't want to get in trouble with our wives, you know, if we spill something. Hey, you know, we're going to do that real quick.
Well, good luck with that.
Or put a throw rug on it and say, where where'd that rug come from? I was just trying it out to see what it looked like. Sometimes that works out pretty well, and sometimes it doesn't. Hey, we're just getting started here on today's Homeowner Radio, and we've got a lot of great emails that we're going to answer. Appreciate all of you sending in those emails. It's really some very, very complimentary ones I want to share with you a little bit later, Joe.
That's, oh, great.
Really nice folks out there, no doubt about it. And we're also going to be talking about smoke detectors. Very important all year long. They're changing all the time. We'll share with you some information about that. Also, grab bars. You don't have to be old and physically challenged to need a grab bar, but they have to be installed right. We're going to talk a little bit about that. And, of course, we have another great simple solution for you. Hey, you're at the right place to get the right information to find out everything you need to do to your home, both maintenance-wise as well as improvement. We've got a lot to share with you. So glad you're with us. Sit back, relax, and we'll be right back here on today's Homeowner Radio.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Does the outside of your home need a little TLC? Then enter the Elevate Your Exterior contest now at todayshomeowner.com/contest. The winner will be featured on an episode of Today's Homeowner TV, along with a great exterior makeover for their home, complete with Therma-Tru doors, fiber-on decking, and FIPON decorative millwork. Contest ends May 24th, 2020, so enter today at todayshomeowner.com/contest. Brought to you by Therma-Tru doors, fiber-on decking, and FIPON decorative millwork.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
And welcome back to the show. So glad you're with us. And you know, Joe, it's great when you get a new friend. And every time we pick up a brand new radio station, I feel like we've picked up a brand new friend.
Sure.
And I'm so proud to announce and welcome KBEU, 92.7 FM in Camden, Arkansas.
And hello to Program Director Doc Bryce. Thank you, Doc, for putting us on the air there. Camden is located in south central Arkansas, about 100 miles or so south of Little Rock. It was first founded by the French in around the 1670s. It was later sold to Spain along with Louisiana. And then finally in the 1840s, Camden was settled by American pioneers. And Camden is the hometown of Gertrude Weaver. Now, no one would probably know the name. Gertrude died in 2015 at the age of 117. So I'm not sure what Gertrude was doing, but she did it right. And ironically, just 5 days before she passed away, Gertrude was declared the oldest living person in the U.S. at 117. Whoa.
It is so interesting when you talk with an older person and you realize, you know, what they've seen in their lifetime. That's pretty amazing stuff right there.
Yeah, it's amazing, right? She lived through that's a full life. That's a full life and a half.
Well, we certainly appreciate Doc Bryce putting us on there in Camden, Arkansas. And if you're listening to us for the first time, which unless you've listened to us on other stations or online or our podcast, you know we have a lot of fun, but we're going to give you the most realistic, practical home improvement information you're going to get anywhere. We're going to have some fun, and we're going to talk about fun things. And every now and then we have a issue with a project that we can't quite figure out, but we're going to go as far as we can to be able to help you with any of the challenges that you may have in and around your home. And one of the things we mentioned earlier is we've gotten some great emails here. I want to kind of tie into a few of those. Bobby in Cleveland asked, how do I remove leaf stains from my wood deck? And Joe, you know, there's certain trees, I think maple trees and a few trees.
Right.
Boy, it's just like they stick right on that deck and immediately cause a lot of staining and so forth. I think one of the things there is certainly try to keep them off of there as much as you can. What I've started doing at my new house with my patio is to have a little rechargeable leaf blower in a closet there. Very convenient, so that anytime you see something, you just blow it off. It takes just a couple minutes. Certainly that's the best step. But if it gets ahead of you a little bit, what do you recommend on some of the things to eliminate those leaf stains?
Yeah, well, you talked about the key right there is try to get them off as soon as possible. If you have stains from leaves, you know, they've been there for a while. And obviously, if they've only been there for a few days, it's different than if they've been there for a few months. And unfortunately, you know, certainly up here where I live in New England, you know, we haven't been using our decks very much. So the leaves probably been sitting there for, you know, most of the winter. So the first thing you want to try is just with a soft bristle scrub brush, a long-handled scrub brush, and some liquid soap or laundry detergent and a bucket of warm water. This is, of course, after you've blown off or swept off all the leaves. Pour it directly on the stains, let it sit for 15 minutes or so, scrub it and see if that works. If not, you may have to move up to some ammonia. Pour 1 cup of ammonia into a gallon of water and same thing, scrub it with that. If that doesn't work, there are a couple other things you can try, including oxygen bleach, mix it with warm water, or trisodium phosphate, TSP. We talk about that all the time. It's a really good cleaner. And the last resort, Danny, when nothing else works, you can go to a commercial deck and fence cleaner. It's usually sold as deck and fence cleaner. I'm not sure why it's not just deck cleaner, but in any case, that will definitely work. But again, the key really is to sweep it off. If you have to go out in the rain in early spring or late winter and sweep them off, I mean, you're better off getting them off as soon as possible.
Absolutely. And all of those things that Joe mentioned are things that we have on our website right now on our radio page. You can go to todayshomeowner.com/radio if you were not able to write those things down. Some great options in order to keep that deck nice and clean. But it also points out the advantage of having your deck sealed. You know, if you have a deck that's never been sealed and it's been out in the weather and the pores of the wood are completely open and receptive to anything that falls on them, mostly dirt, grime, and stains from leaves, that really is much easier to keep clean if you do have it sealed. Now, if you like the natural beauty of the wood, good. A lot of people do put a clear sealer, a good quality sealer, maybe 2 coats on it so that it soaks into the pores and will prevent those stains from getting down in there. And if you want a little bit of a color, Joe and I always recommend, because we love the look of wood, is not to paint it with paint or solid color stain. It's so much better to use a semi-transparent stain that'll still allow a little bit of the beauty of the wood to come through, and you can shade it a little bit. If you want to go a little more of a brown, a little more of a gray, you're able to do that. But again, it provides that type of protection. And Joe, this is the perfect time of the year to be tackling that very thing.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, the weather's starting to turn nice. You're spending a lot of time at home these days and maybe getting outdoors as the weather improves. And Danny said something that we haven't talked about recently, which is really important. If you just built or have a pressure-treated deck, especially if you just built one, it doesn't mean it doesn't require any kind of maintenance or sealer. It absolutely does. I mean, even the pressure-treated manufacturers recommend once you get that wood down, it's nice and dry, go over it. If you don't want to stain it, that's fine, but you have to put down a clear wood preservative, preferably one that contains a water repellent, because, you know, you want it, that's this wood to last as long as possible, and it is pine, you know, so it is susceptible to rot if it wasn't pressure-treated, but you want to enhance that with a treatment of a water repellent wood preservative.
That's right, exactly. Hey, let's move inside with another email question here from Daisy down in Ocala, Florida. And listen in on this one, because this is probably something you're probably experiencing at your house or have in the past. When I moved into my new condo a few months ago, I noticed that the bathroom sink drained a little slow. Now it's barely draining at all. It takes several minutes for a full sink of water to empty out. I bought a plunger, but I can't seem to clear the clog. Do you have any tips on using a plunger, or is there anything else I can try? I really don't want to pour chemicals down the pipes. Thanks so much. I'm a single woman and new to all this home repair stuff. So, Daisy, feel confident that there are millions of other people that are dealing with this exact same thing. And just, Joe, it's always worth to go through a little bit of the anatomy of any of the systems in our home. And when you're talking about a bathroom sink, you have a down rod that goes down pipe that goes down and feeds into a P-trap. So if you open up underneath the vanity there, or if you have an open vanity or pedestal sink, you'll see that little curved piece of pipe. Might be chrome, might be plastic. Now, you usually will have two handles there, two little nuts, basically, that you can release that in order to open it up. But that's only in more severe cases where you really have to take that out in order to clean it, though it's a good idea. But boy, the little brushes that go down in the drain are pretty remarkable and work really well.
Yeah, I always recommend before you start dismantling the trap, which is, you know, certainly a good way to clear it, is you might as well try either plunging it, as Daisy is trying, or they do have brushes or these little spiked plastic strips you can zip down there, and you'll probably be pulling out either congealed soap or hair, mm-hmm. Hair. This is a bathroom sink, so I'm not sure how much hair it gets. Usually the tubs get in the showers, get all the hair. But the secret to plunging, and this is so simple, I think I actually may have shot a simple solution. If I haven't, I'm going to. When you're plunging a sink, especially a bathroom sink, there's always an overflow hole. Very seldom is there not a hole on the side of the sink. So if the water gets too high, it doesn't overflow the countertop, it goes down the drain.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Press your thumb over that or stuff something wet in there, have a friend plug it with their thumb. This way, because if you're plunging that drain, all you're doing is sucking air in and out of overflow hole, and you're not delivering that pressure to the clog. So that's the first thing, right? Cover up that hole and plunge. And when you plunge, you want to set it on tight, go up and down several times, and then yank it off. Don't just yank it off after one. Pump it up and down several times, yank it off. And you'll be surprised and maybe a little scared at what actually flows out of that drain.
There you go, Daisy. Best of luck to you. I'm sure that'll take care of that little challenge you're having right now with that new condo. Hey, coming up, I'm going to tell you about a battery-powered leaf blower that is able to blow 145 miles an hour.
What?
I think that'll take care of those leaves. And we're going to tell you about a brand new contest that we just announced last week. All of that and a whole lot more information that can help you have the best looking house on the block right here on Today's Homeowner Radio.
Need help with a project? We've got hundreds of videos to give you a hand. Go to todayshomeowner.com/videos to browse our video channel.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Quikrete Cement and Concrete Products. It's what America's made of. And by Brohn.
And welcome back to the show. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini, and it is time for our Best New Product segment brought to you by The Home Depot, How Doers Get More Done. You know, the pros know if you want to really move some leaves, a backpack blower is the way to go. But if you're not crazy about the idea of noise, fumes, and gas, well, you need to check out the brand new Ryobi 40-volt lithium-ion backpack blower. Now, at just 59 decibels, which is not very loud, this is the quietest backpack blower in the industry. The CrossForce fan technology helps it move 625 cubic feet of air per minute at 145 miles an hour. Wow.
That's amazing.
Man, that is amazing. And just like the pros, you know, you get the pro features like the variable speed throttle, which if you haven't had a leaf blower with that, you'll be amazed at how good that is, because you can really blow very lightly in some areas so that you're not blowing everything all over, and then really turn it up when needed. Also has a cruise control so that you're not cramping up your fingers and so forth. And all of it is convenient, operated right with your fingertips. And the adjustable shoulder straps and contoured back gives you comfort and support as long as you want to use it. And the included 40-volt, 5-amp-hour lithium-ion battery is compatible with all the tools in the Ryobi 40-volt system. Now, to find out more about the special Ryobi 40-volt lithium-ion backpack blower, head over to HomeDepot.com.
We got to test one of those. That sounds great.
I saw a clip on one recently, and it was really everything it was to be. It just really worked very, very well, and had, you know, the backpack, and I don't know. It was Jody Marks, our friend Jody Marks, that's on the Today's Homeowner television show, actually tested it. She loved it. She thought it was great.
And the other great thing about that variable speed control is that, because this is battery powered, you know, you're saving battery.
That's true.
You're saving battery power if you power down the vacuum, the blower, when you don't need it. And there are many cases, you'd be surprised, that you will want it, turn it down just a little bit.
Right, absolutely. Hey, something that is absolutely a necessity and a code requirement in homes throughout the country, smoke detectors. And boy, they've changed a lot over the years. We have Bo on the line right now with a question about his smoke detectors to make sure he keeps his family nice and safe. Bo, welcome to the Today's Homeowner Radio Show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me. I was calling. We just bought an older home, and it has a couple of old heat sensing style hardwired detectors, and then it's also got a couple of wireless battery-operated detectors that the most recent homeowner has installed. And we were kind of wanting to consolidate it, and there's so much stuff out there now to consider, and thinking about getting more hardwired or the 10-year battery and potentially interconnected ones. And I was just curious about what y'all were thinking.
Well, I tell you what, it's amazing what's out there. First of all, the one of the biggest advancements over the last few years is the lithium-ion batteries in the battery-powered ones, because, you used to hear all the time about, it's time to change your, go to daylight savings time, check
right.
your batteries.
Twice a year you're supposed to change them.
Yeah, twice
them,
a year.
Right?
Well, that's almost obsolete now to a degree, because the lithium-ion batteries will last for 10 years. So they're the real deal when you're talking about that. Another thing, Bo, I realized that if any of those smoke detectors are 10 years or over, they should be discarded and replaced, because they say after 10 years are just the sensors and so forth are just not working as well as they should. But, if you have some that are already connected to your home wiring, then you can get other ones that will repeat the signal and can pick up wirelessly any sound that comes off of it. I know First Alert has a number of different ones, and a couple other companies out there that
Kidda.
Yeah, Kidda. That's what I was trying to KIDDE. Both of those have these systems that you can still use that it will pick up any sound that comes from your original smoke detector and repeat it through the house.
Right.
You also have one that can actually send you a text, because, I think about this a lot of times. If, smoke detector goes off, nobody's at home, it's not connected to your alarm, what good is it doing? I mean, neighbor, probably wouldn't hear
right.
it and that kind of thing.
Right.
But now you can simply plug a device right in the wall. When it hears that, it'll send you a text. And to be able to tell you, because you might be right around the corner, might be able to actually do some good on it. What's your thoughts on Bo's question there, Joe?
Yeah, Bo, first of all, you're really smart to think about this now and take care of it.
Absolutely.
A couple of suggestions. First, the interconnected system. They're often known as the multi-station alarm device, and it does exactly that, as Danny mentioned. So if one goes off, they all go off. So if you have 10 in your house, they all go off, which is smart, because otherwise, what if you're not near the one that's going off? And the hardwired, which have battery backups, are the absolute best. And the reason they have a battery, of course, is if it's an electrical fire and electricity goes out, then what good is the alarm if it only relies on electricity? So the very best system would be hardwired with battery backup. And the other thing I would suggest, I know here where I live in Connecticut, we can go to the local fire department, because the code for fire alarms, smoke detectors, are written by the National Fire Protection Association. So the fire department would come out to your house. At least here they do. They come out to the house and they do an evaluation. They see what you have. They recommend what you need. And this way, at least you have a baseline. Okay, this is what these are fine. These are not. You might discover you only have to replace some of them. So Bo, if I were you, I would start with that. Contact the local fire department and see what they can tell you. They might be able to come out for free, by the way, and help you out.
Wonderful. Well, that sounds great, guys. I'm going to, I think one of the best things we can do is go and make sure those are still getting power and
right.
look for the hardwired, and then we'll build off of the hardwired with coordinating the 10-year lithium battery. So I really appreciate the input there.
Yeah, sure. And don't forget about carbon monoxide alarms as well. You can get them built into the fire detection system, or it could be a separate unit.
Yes. Great. Thanks, guys.
Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great weekend. So important. And I'll tell you, if you go by todayshomeowner.com and put in smoke detectors and our little search engine there, you'll get some really straightforward information on exactly what you need to be doing in your home. Because there's a lot of misconceptions about, well, how many do I have? Do I have to put one in every bedroom? What exactly is the safest way to handle smoke detectors? All that information is waiting on you right now at todayshomeowner.com. Hey, stay with us. Coming up, I'll tell you about our special Elevate Your Exterior contest, one of the largest contests we've ever had here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back here on Today's Homeowner Radio. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag. Whether you need to set a fence post, mailbox post, or deck footing, or even pour a backyard patio, Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes it simple. To set a post, there's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and add water. It sets hard in about 20 minutes and you're done. It's that fast and easy. Quikrete fast-setting concrete. Look for it in the red bag.
Tight Bond Radio Spot, take one.
In a world where adhesion is king.
What?
One brand.
Wait a minute, is your script...
Sticking all kinds of amazing things together.
That's true, but...
It's the greatest innovation since nuclear fusion.
Now remember, this is for Tight Bond.
Oh, right. Tight Bond. No hype, no gimmicks. Just reliable adhesives from a trusted source for generations.
Black and green stuff growing on your roof or siding? Pick up Wet and Forget's new rapid application hose end. Now Wet and Forget No Scrub Outdoor Cleaner is even easier with a brand new nozzle that attaches to your garden hose and sprays up to 30 feet. Wet and Forget hose end quickly and easily treats surfaces you normally couldn't reach without climbing up the ladder. Each bottle cleans up to a whopping 2,000 square feet. Visit wetandforget.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to make your slippery surfaces safer, indoors and out? Deitch Coatings now brings you TrackSafe Anti-Slip Sealer, and I think it's a winner. TrackSafe is a tough, pre-mixed clear coat you can roll onto slippery concrete, stone, tile, linoleum, and painted surfaces. It brings added beauty and foot traction to steps, wet pool decks and walkways, garage and interior floors, and more. Get a grip with slip-resistant TrackSafe. Order today online through the Home Depot or at DeitchCoatings.com.
All kinds of critters would love to destroy your yard. Now you can repel them with Repelzol from Bonide. Repelzol contains natural ingredients to control more than a dozen animals for up to 2 months. Guaranteed. Apply it to trees, shrubs, perennials, lawns, and more. It even stops animals from chewing on fences. Get Repelzol from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Could your backyard use a makeover? You can create beautiful outdoor living spaces with Rumblestone from Pavestone. Create a paver patio or walkway, garden retaining wall, grill enclosure, fire pit, or even an outdoor kitchen. These rustic building blocks make it easy and they look great. Rumblestone from Pavestone is available at the Home Depot. And be sure to check out the project ideas and how-to videos at pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Bonide Products, providing best solutions for your home, lawn, garden, and farm for more than 90 years.
Well, I hope everything's going well around your home. I know we're in kind of a funny time now, a weird time here in our country, but we're starting to see some light at the end of the tunnel, some positive things, things opening back up. So let's keep doing our part, all working together to make sure that we can get this past us and get back to a little bit of a normal life and so forth. But one of the things that's happening here around Today's Homeowner is we're rolling right along with our contest that you've grown to know that we're going to provide some great contests and great opportunities for you to really improve your home. Well, here is definitely one. And if you haven't entered our latest contest, I would encourage you to do so right away. If your house needs an exterior facelift, then this is the one for you. head over to todayshomeowner.com/contest to enter our Elevate Your Exterior contest right now. The winner will receive an exterior makeover worth up to $20,000, and we're really excited to be partnering with our friends at Therma-True Doors, Fiberon Decking, and Fipon Decorative Millwork for this really super contest. The whole project will be featured on an upcoming episode of the Today's Homeowner television show. Again, it's todayshomeowner.com/contest, and you need to go ahead and do that as soon as possible because it's only available now through May 24th. Best of luck to everybody on that. And hey, we also want to encourage you to call the Today's Homeowner hotline. Right now, you probably have a question. And then you want to ask someone, and you're just trying to figure out. You've gone online, you've looked at all kinds of different ideas to kind of answer any question that you may have, doing a little research there. Maybe you're a little confused on it. Here's all you need to do: call 800-946-4420, and the Today's Homeowner team will go to work to provide you the latest home improvement information you can get anywhere. Again, call the hotline today, 800-946-4420. It's 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, and certainly we want to make sure that you get the best information that you can get for what probably is your largest investment that you have in your home. So we're going to go right back to the lines now. Debbie is on the phone down in Florida. Debbie, welcome to the show.
Hi, Danny. How are you today?
Oh, we're doing great. Tell us about the shower. I know you have a situation there, and people are very interested in grab bars. You don't want a house that looks like a hospital, but boy, there are so many ways that you can have a good safe condition like that. But I understand you're having a little problem with an existing one.
Well, I have a grab bar and a shower for my 91-year-old mother. We've purchased a little home for her to move into. Be close by to us. And when we were cleaning the shower, we tugged on the bar to make sure it was secure. And lo and behold, the bar came out in our hands.
Oh.
So upon further investigation, my husband discovered that when they installed the grab bar, it's just through the plastic of the shower wall. There's no meat behind it to secure the bar. So
now
we have a bar in our hand and a hole in our shower wall, and we'd like to know what we can do to fix it.
Oh, boy. A bar in my hand and a hole in my shower wall. That's never a good situation.
A country song.
That is a country song, I believe. But Debbie, I'll tell you what you can do here. First of all, it's a handy tool to have around the house is a good quality stud sensor, one that you can really tell exactly where those 2x4s are in the wall. So buying one of those, reading the instructions and using it properly will allow you to identify exactly where that framing member is in the wall. That's what I would do first, and try to locate where that is. Maybe put a little piece of tape on it. Then see if there's a way that you might be able to just take the existing grab bar down and slide it over just a little bit so that you're still covering the holes, but maybe hit at least one of those studs. That's the best way to go. Stainless steel screws are always better so that you don't have any rust on those. But in the event that you can't do that, then a toggle bolt that will allow you to push it inside the wall and then expand, and then it's supporting it not just by the plastic, but it's supporting it by the wall material that's behind the plastic. And then you can put two of those in each side of the grab bar, and then that really should kind of tighten it up and make it a lot more secure.
Okay. Is there any danger when I put a toggle bolt in there of the plastic cracking?
Well, usually, the plastic should not be only plastic. It should be going through the wall that's behind it. Now, that may be drywall, but the thing about it is you have a wide expanse on that toggle bolt, because you want to get the biggest one that you can get, and that will still fit through the hole in the actual grab bar, and then it will expand out in there. But still, I would go back to try to find a stud for at least one side of that grab bar to ensure that you really have it solidly.
Okay, so we don't need to, fill the hole with, Gorilla Glue or something like that to try to hold it in there before we put the bolt. back in.
Well, I tell you what, glue like that's always a good scenario, even with the toggle bolt, once you know you have it lined up really good, to put a really good quality glue in there, maybe a two-part epoxy, just to help a little bit more ensure that grab bar will be there when you need it. But I think it's really cool that your mom, you know, that you're taking care of your mom, and I certainly hope she continues enjoy living in the house there. But it's a very smart move to try to make it safer for Debbie. Thanks so much for being with us, and hope we've been able to point you in the right direction on that. And there's a lot more information about grab bars and proper application of that waiting for you at todayshomeowner.com. A lot of other information coming up, including that great simple solution that you always look forward to each and every week right here on Today's Homeowner Radio. We'll be right back.
All kinds of critters would love to destroy your yard. Now you can repel them with Repelzol from Bonide. Repelzol contains natural ingredients to control more than a dozen animals for up to 2 months. Guaranteed. Apply it to trees, shrubs, perennials, lawns, and more. It even stops animals from chewing on fences. Get Repelzol from Bonide, the name you can trust, with nearly 100 years of experience in lawns and gardens all across America. Learn more at Bonide.com.
Every home has things it needs, things that need to be maintained, fixed, or replaced. The Home Depot is here to help you get it done. You can easily find what you need on our app, order it online with the push of a button, and have it brought to your door with free delivery on over a million items. We have the essentials you need, the online know-how you may need to do it yourself, and low prices that make it all possible. The Home Depot, how doers get more done.
Transform your kitchen or bathroom with a beautiful tiled backsplash all by yourself in as fast as one day with Simple Mat from Custom Building Products. Simple Mat is a unique double-sided adhesive mat designed to bond tile to backsplashes, countertops, and shower walls. No mixing of powder, no mess to clean up, and no waiting for the mortar to harden. Simply set the tile onto the mat, then grout. It's the quickest, easiest, cleanest way to install tile. Visit thesimplemat.com for more information. Available exclusively at the Home Depot.
Looking for easy home improvements? Instantly refresh the look of your bathroom by changing the grill on your bath fan or by adding one with a decorative light. If your mirror stays foggy after a shower, it's time for a new bath fan altogether. The Braun Upgrade Kit lets you convert your bath fan to a new one in less than 10 minutes. In the kitchen, consider replacing your range hood with a Braun under cabinet hood. It's so easy to install, you don't even need a contractor. Learn more at Braun.com. Braun New Tone, come home to fresh air.
Today's Homeowner is brought to you by Custom Building Products, the leader in flooring preparation products and tile and stone installation systems.
And welcome back to the show. Hey, when we were talking to Debbie just a few minutes ago about the grab bar and the importance of the grab bar, I failed to mention, Joe, it seems like I recall hanging some grab bars right. 6 months or so ago, and they actually have come out with a kind of a hybrid for the toggle bolt that's made specifically for the grab bars.
Yeah, they're called, that's a product called Wing It, WING-IT, Wing It. It's a hollow wall fastener specifically designed. It's a type of toggle, but it's specifically designed for grab bars. And they come in either a single wing or double wing. And they can support, the single wing supports up to 300 pounds, and a double wing supports twice that, 600 pounds.
Wow.
So, if you went to wingit.com, you'd probably find more information about that.
That's another project to think about, you know, when you're, you know, spending a lot of time at your home these days and so forth. Make your home safer. Think about some anti-skid strips. Think about grab bars in various areas of the house. A lot of different ways that you can make your home a little safer, which is a really good thing to do for your comfort level around with your family. Hey, right now it's time for our simple solution.
All right, Danny, here we go. Have you painted any louvered doors or shutters recently? You know, it can be a real pain. A lot of people try to spray them, and spray paint's fine, but if these are exterior, you really should use a exterior house paint, or if they're interior louvered doors, you want to use interior paint, of course. So here's how professional painters paint louvers. I just discovered this recently, and I never would have guessed it on my own. What you do is you first roll on the paint without much regard to neatness. You're basically just rolling on with, you can use a trim roller, one of those small, like 1-inch diameter rollers are 4 to 6 inches long. You can use, which I prefer to use rather than a big paint roller, because again, you don't want to be too messy, but you're not that concerned. Just what you're doing is just getting the paint on the louvers. Then you immediately come back with an angled sash brush, maybe 2, 2.5 inches wide, and then you spread out the paint with an even coating. That's the whole trick. And then, of course, you want to repeat for the backside.
How about that?
How you get the paint down with a roller, and then spread it out with a sash brush really quickly.
Boy, yep. I could see where that could really pick up. Because, you know, sometimes, you know, with sprayers, if you only have just one or two doors or something like that, certainly not worth that.
Right.
But taking the roller, doing that, and you've said something that a lot of people might not be familiar with, and that's the angled sash brush.
Right, yeah.
Because, you know, you go buy a paintbrush, and you know, people tend to buy just these inexpensive little brushes, and they're all just these regular things. But you step it up and buy a better brush and then clean it properly. But the angled sash brush that has that little angle is usually either 1.5 inch or 2 inch, 2.5, whatever. Boy, you can reach in there and really get in some of those tight places. And when you're talking about louver doors, there's a lot of tight places you're dealing with there.
yeah, all those corners. You spend most of the time just trying to find drips. But the angled sash brush, and they're also great for cutting in. If you're cutting in around a room, the angled sash brush, because they're cut at an angle, you can really feather out those bristles, and you don't even have to mask. You just get a perfect straight line between, let's say, the ceiling and the wall.
Yeah, absolutely. A great way to go. It's just like painting like the pros. We like to share with you as many little tips along the way that we can, especially with painting being one of the biggest home improvement projects out there. Well, that's going to wrap up this first hour of today's Homeowner Radio. Always amazing how fast the first hour goes. But if you have, you're not able to hear the second show because the station that you're listening to doesn't carry it, that's okay. Head over to todayshomeowner.com, or you can listen to our podcast, todayshomeowner.com/podcast. I'm Danny Lipford, along with my buddy Joe Truini. Thank you so much for listening to this first hour of today's Homeowner Radio.
Hey, we want to hear from you at Today's Homeowner Radio. Call the Today's Homeowner Hotline anytime, 800-946-4420. Or send us an email at todayshomeowner.com/ask. Again, thanks for listening to this hour of Today's Homeowner Radio.